In this video, I'm going to introduce Thomas Gordon and his method to you. We will also take a quick look at the skills we will be practicing during the course and how they relate to the social and emotional learning framework. Thomas Gordon was an American clinical psychologist who was a pioneer in teaching communication skills and conflict resolution methods. He is most well known of his parent effectiveness training, or PET or PET, which was the first skill-based training program for parents. He actually taught the first class in the early 60s to a group of 14 parents in a cafeteria in Pasadena, California. And it was so successful that the training eventually spread throughout USA and the world. Especially publishing the book about the parent effectiveness training in 1970 expanded the interest toward the method. Gordon also developed teacher, leader, and youth effectiveness trainings, which are also widely used around the globe. He did not work specifically with athletes or coaches, but his methods can be applied to any context and any age. In 1962, Gordon established Gordon Training International, or GTI. It's an organization that still today continues his work. Now, please click the link in the slide and take a look at their website. We live in a society where there are lots of competing, putting in order, and winning and losing, especially in sports. And that can be really draining to us and our relationships. Gordon's philosophy was to promote well-being, which he believed that included building and maintaining meaningful and mutually beneficial relationships. He wanted to help people understand each other and solve problems so that both parties' needs are met. So in that sense, having an attitude of me and you is possible and will lead to better well-being compared to me or you attitude. I think the picture I included in this slide shows well what me and you attitude in sports can look like. It's also often called sportsmanship. In this picture, Dabo, the 5,000 meter runner from Guinea-Bissau, stopped his own race to help a struggling competitor to finish his race. Now, can you think of a situation from sports where you have witnessed the me and you attitude? After this video, you will read Lintunen and Gold's article in which they combined Gordon's skills and social and emotional learning framework. In this course, we will do accordingly and also add skills from some other approaches. Now I will highlight the main skills that we will practice during this course and how they relate to the social and emotional learning framework. Notice that the order of the competence areas in this figure is different from Markus Talvio's previous video and the article that you will read next. First in this course, we will practice skills that can improve our self-awareness. We practice recognizing our feelings, needs, beliefs, thoughts, values, behaviors, strengths, and weaknesses during this course. Specifically, we will take a look at concepts of mindfulness and emotional intelligence. Second, we will practice skills that can improve our self-management. We will practice self-regulation with an emphasis on emotion regulation. You will become familiar with the ISOF model used in sports. We will also practice clear expression of feelings, needs, beliefs, thoughts, and values by using I messages. We will then move into developing social awareness by practicing passive and active listening and Gordon's 12 roadblocks of communication. Moving on to the relationship skills, we will be focusing on building healthy, positive, and rewarding relationships. We will practice shifting gears and a win-win method when facing a conflict of needs to solve problems so that both sides can have their needs met. We will also address cultural issues, psychological safety, and other factors that have an impact in groups. Finally, we will develop responsible decision making by practicing to solve conflicts of values and looking into ecosystemic methods and Helison teaching personal and social responsibility model. For some of you, this could be the first time that you are practicing these skills. So as you see, you will gain many new interaction skills to your toolbox. Also, I'm sure that some of you are familiar with these skills and have had practice using them, especially if you have a psychology background. But the great thing about these skills is that you can never practice them too much, and every group is unique, bringing their own challenges to the table. These are also skills that you really need when you work in the area of sport and exercise psychology. So please proceed with an open mind.